This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On the front lines.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil.
Right and wrong. New World Order. As soon as they got rid of Schneiderman, who was clearly protecting old Weinstein, the big, dirty house of cards began tumbling down. We're going to navigate it all here today. But they're going to try to use men hitting on women in creepy ways, like Morgan Freeman does, to equate that with rape. And James Caan is popped in and made a great point on that. That's all coming up. But first, raping women, raping men, that is only the tip of the fetid, stinking Hollywood devil worship iceberg. The Satanism, the sex abuse, the abuse of children, the sacrifice of children, that's all coming out with record arrest of pedophiles. And now families are fighting back, suing over MKUltra, including torture, including sexual torture of children, more than 20,000 of them. The dam is breaking. Leanne McAdoo reports.
While some squabble about just who has ruined the reputation of intelligence agencies following revelations the deep state used a human informant to spy on the Trump campaign, others ask if agencies like the CIA ever had a good reputation in the first place. Survivors and families of those victimized by a secret CIA mind control program, MKUltra, are preparing a class action lawsuit against the U.S. and Quebec governments due to the alleged abuse they suffered through decades ago. Over 40 Canadians who unknowingly became MKUltra patients at the Allen Memorial Institute, where MKUltra Subproject 68 took place, gathered in Montreal last weekend to share their horrific stories about how MKUltra destroyed their lives. As early as 1953, then-CIA Director Alan Dulles authorized the MKUltra program. Julie Vanderpeer reports that Project MKUltra was a large-scale attempt by the CIA to research behavioral modification and the effects of certain drugs and psychological treatments on the human mind. It consisted of 144 different sub-projects related to the control of human behavior, which were carried out in 89 different institutions, including universities. Among its most notorious tests were those involving LSD. The agency hoped it would be some sort of a truth serum they could use to secretly manipulate and control foreign leaders, or else make interrogation subjects speak more freely. After witnessing a handful of Americans captured during the Korean War exhibiting behaviors of brainwashing, the CIA, too, wanted to understand mind control. So the project then spread into Canada, where a Scottish-born psychiatrist, Edwin Cameron, was trying to discover whether doctors could erase a person's mind and then reprogram new patterns of behavior. Patients initially entered the program at the Allen Memorial Institute seeking treatment for mild mental health issues like anxiety or depression, but were quickly administered cocktails of powerful hallucinogenic substances and subjected to bizarre psychological experiments under the supervision of Dr.
Cameron,
who later became the first chairman of the World Psychiatric Association. The Guardian reports that MKUltra patients of Dr. Cameron's were subjected to high-voltage electroshock therapy several times a day, forced into drug-induced sleeps that could last months, and injected with megadoses of LSD. After reducing them to a childlike state, at times stripping them of basic skills such as how to dress themselves or tie their shoes, Cameron would attempt to reprogram them by bombarding them with recorded messages for up to 16 hours at a time. Montreal lawyer Alan Stein, who was representing the collective of MKUltra survivors of the Allen Memorial Institute, says he believes the survivors have a case. A CIA auditor's report from 1957 shows the agency wasn't concerned with protecting the patients. Instead, it sought to conceal the inhumane experimentation from the public. concerning MKUltra, Esquire's Charles P. Pierce summed it up thusly: Americans are capable of terrible things, particularly if they're employed by the CIA.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Oh. They think you're a goldfish. I've been betting on you my whole life. I believe in you. I don't think you're stupid.
One man elevates a woman, old genitals are cut off.
And we're kicking these traitors' asses politically, and we're not backing down ever. I want to kick these people. We're winning. I can feel the spirit rising. Can't you? We have broken their back. Yes, I can feel it. Let's go!
Come on!
Vengeance is coming! Fire is coming! The real revolution against you is coming! And you will burn in hell!
Here's the good news, Chops. You think you're going to assassinate Trump, shut down the independent media, and bully a bunch of us that are going along with you?
I'd like to reserve power.
Willing to have a fight, wanting one at this point. And only the dumbest morons buy into your SJW globalist George Soros droppings.
Stabilize.
So
that
George
Emergency
Soros,
Reserve.
Hillary Clinton, and the New World Order, and Michael Moore, go back to
Hades.
Where you came from. We're awake, and you're not putting us back in the coma. You got that, Jack? You're done. It's over. Worldwide.
Get him back. Get him back.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday, the 25th day of May, 2018. I'm going to be here for the next 4 hours. Then we've got the War Room coming up with Owen Schroyer, and he's going to be joined by a co-host today for the full 3 hours, and that is Craig Sawyer, former Navy SEAL in the Dev Group, and a patriot. His buddy and teammate just got the Congressional Medal of Honor yesterday. So that'll be interesting to discuss on air. Might even get that fellow on. Owen Schroyer and Craig Sawyer, so that's Schroyer and Sawyer, are going to host the Veterans Call-In Show, A Voice for Our Veterans. They're going to take 3 hours of intense calls for veterans in active duty only going into Memorial Day weekend. And I've decided, because it's Memorial Day, I want to focus on veterans as well. So I'm going to come in and do the Sunday show live, 4 to 6 p.m. Most folks will be taking off, but I will be here this weekend because I want to focus on we're entering a post-human military. And that's going to sound good to a lot of people, but that's like the debate NASA had the last 20 years and said, oh, we don't want space exploration to be human. That's too dangerous. It's too costly. It's going to be robots. We have to build a world for, of, and by humans and then use robots and other things as an extension. But everything's being set up where it's a post-human future. That is the stated global compact of the Fortune 100. And that's what Elon Musk has warned you about. It's what Bill Joy has warned you about. It's what the Unabomber, who was in the MKUltra mind control program as a volunteer, Theodore Kaczynski, has warned you about. And, you know, he thought just bomb technology heads and cause a revolution against technology because he thinks there's no way to adopt all this and survive. He's in a Supermax prison right now. And the reason I mention MKUltra is there's a lot of lawsuits that have been filed. In fact, I meant to get to that on, like, Tuesday, and I didn't. Can you guys pull me that out of the stack? Also, yesterday's stack I wanted to get into of the declassification of the CIA running the media in the 60s and ordering them to use the term conspiracy theory to criticize anyone exposing the planetary plan. So I thought we should show all this for people. It's all coming out right now, and a lot of it's because Trump is in office. But make no mistake, when you hear about Weinstein being indicted for multiple felony counts of rape and sexual abuse, torture, basically, that's all because of the American people standing up to the media, to Hollywood, to the bullies, and getting Donald John Trump elected. Now, I told you, from CIA, MI6, Army, Navy, Marine Corps sources, many of which have been on the show by name, that Trump's, one of his main planks was going after sex trafficking. And not just the garden variety, but the Harvey Weinstein on the plane of the Lolita Express owner, who has been convicted of trafficking young girls to his slave island, that Obama went to, that Bill Clinton went to, that they all go to. And now Richard Branson's private island had the NXIVM sex cult women, an entire group of hundreds of them on it, to, quote, try to get him to join the cult. I'm just telling you, that's what's going on these islands, ladies and gentlemen. I talked to people in Hollywood that haven't given me details years ago, but that's how I'm on record saying they torture women. They're on record putting them through mind control because I've been told that by famous actresses and famous actors in Hollywood that they're running mind control operations and that it's a branch of the CIA, but really the Aleister Crowley cult through Jack Parsons and the Jet Propulsion Laboratory taught Hollywood all this in the 50s and 60s and set it up. And that's in mainline history. That's in major newspapers. So Katie bar the door, you need to understand, this Weinstein thing, he reportedly, according to his driver and his longtime assistant, raped dozens of women in front of them. He liked about 95-pound women that looked like they were 15. They'd be 16, 17, 18. He'd pin them in the limo and rape them. And I'm not going to go into the rest of the stuff that's even been documented, but it's exactly what these guys like, is a beautiful young woman. I'm not even going to say it. Just they like to humiliate women, just like they like to hurt children. Now, Weinstein has not been implicated from any of my sources. There's underage stuff going on, which is bad enough, but the pedophilia has not popped up on my intel radar with him. But with a lot of the other folks, that's the case. So he's been smirking outside going in. He wasn't smirking once he was in handcuffs getting marched out of there. So that's all coming up. But I told you this was happening. There's like an eightfold arrest of child traffickers, pedophiles. We're not just talking about people that just have some child porn. We're talking about the producers of it. And it's happening all over the country, and that's why the Democrats are so rattled. Because their extortion system is based on this, and Trump knows all about it from, who did I tell you back in November last year? 5 days before the election, 2 days before he went public in Breitbart. I was told by high-level people in the CIA and Pentagon that Eric Prince was quarterbacking this move with Trump to bring down the pedophiles. Now, I didn't know that was true from my sources, though they've been really accurate. 3-4 days later, he's in Breitbart saying, yes, it's true. So credit goes where credit's due. Eric Prince, yes, the former founder of Blackwater, that the left demonizes and says is this horrible person all day. Why is that? Why is that the case? Why did Blackwater get blamed for all this stuff that other mercenary groups did? And because now I know. Now I understand the bigger picture. So that's what's really happening here, ladies and gentlemen. And so just you heard it here first, and it's all been confirmed. So there you go. So thanks to Eric Prince. Thanks to all our other sources. And we are so close right now to this whole house of cards coming down. And if you bring down Weinstein, it blows the door open on all of it. So they're trying to red herring and smokescreen as hard as they can with, oh, Morgan Freeman hit on women on the set. Oh, another Hollywood guy hugged a girl too hard. Her Prairie Day companion, the woman hugged him and her shirt went up. He touched her back. Oh, my gosh. That's not torturing little kids. That's not raping women. And don't compare the two to it. And I'm not defending Morgan Freeman. He's a total sellout. Did those stupid arrest, Trump TV pieces he did. That idiot Rob Reiner, meathead, who says we're in a civil war. Yeah, we are in one, and you're getting your butt kicked. So keep censoring, keep pushing. We're bringing you down right now. The transmission goes into overdrive straight ahead.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
And we got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, North Korea has blown up their nuclear site a few days ago. They've released the video. That is a big victory for America and Trump. Even if the summit's been canceled for now, that's just part of the negotiation process due to John Bolton and others trying to sabotage things. But we'll continue to track that and play that video coming up in the next segment. We're also going to continue to track what's happening in the economy. And with these new privacy rules that Europe has put in place that are not really actually designed to protect your privacy, because they're going to continue mass spying and all the rest of it and big data. It's designed to basically have an internet war and try to take regulatory control of the internet over from the United States and transfer it to Europe and the UN. And George Soros and others are a big supporter of it. Facebook and Google hit with $8.8 billion in lawsuits on day one of GDPR. And boy, we've been preparing for months for this. We already had a lot of the opt-out systems for folks. But the way the internet's been designed is all of this tracking. I mean, that's how when you have an account, say, on Discus or Discuss to be able to post. I mean, it knows what you did in the past, how you've operated, because it has cookies. It's the very nature of it. The issue is that it's all being tied together with larger databases by governments and megacorporations to then track everything you're doing. And Communist China has come out, and here's the big secret that the EU is not talking about. It's not a secret what China's doing. China's got their big social score that ties systems way beyond what Google and Facebook are doing together with the real world with lifetime cameras via a company called Skynet to track what you do in live time and then ban you from traveling, getting a job, being able to buy food if you're not a good servant of the Communist Party. Are we hearing any lawsuits from the EU and from Juncker, the unelected dictator of the EU, the permanent bureaucracy? Are we hearing anything from them? See, that's how information warfare really works. That's why this broadcast is hated. Because we enter new, devastating paradigm interpretations that no one else is engaged in. Because I started thinking about this a few weeks ago, and I looked into it, and we have not seen the EU do anything to China. Because remember, the internet's all tied together in a global system. So they're trying to put forward the most draconian regulations in the name of peace and security and free speech and privacy and protecting your identity. And they immediately attack the United States. And there's nothing about China. And then I search engined it, and no one has pointed out yet that China is being left alone, even though China and its websites, Alibaba, and millions of others are operating in levels of data mining and scraping and identity theft that boggles the brain. They have a mark of the beast, global social credit. Apple has moved there and given the state the keys to the kingdom of your Apple ID to be able to access that entire system of the entire Apple world of what you've done. Oh, Apple doesn't let you opt out of that, do they? See? Oh, so Communist China can do whatever they want because the Chinese dictator, he's now officially been made a dictator, who's already appointed by the Communist Party that would vote for him, but then the Communist Party would decide who could, quote, run via the Central Committee. But now he's just president for life, and his vice president was made vice president for life. He's officially a dyed-in-the-wool dictator, meaning he dictates. And he's got control of most of the internet. China is winning the war for the web. And I've talked to the Cyber Command people. I've talked to the NSA people here at UT. I've talked to them all. They're like, no, you're right. And all Trump's doing is trying to desperately do something so that he's told the Chinese you can't officially run UT. That was in the Washington Post. It's unbelievable. Yeah, they're CNN, Apple under fire for moving iCloud data to China. I was the first person, I'm not even bragging, to freak out about this. The original Reuters article was just China's moving to, Apple's moving to China. And then I read further, and I'm like, they're going to move the cloud data there? That means the code keys. I'm not even an engineer, and I know that. And then, of course, a week later, that's what scares me, is that I continue, 9 times out of 10, to be the first person that actually even understands what's happening here. At least publicly. No, there are tons of people in tech and in government that know all this too, but they just, no one writes about it. I remember learning in Hollywood 6-7 years ago that China controlled all 6 of the big studios. I talked about it on air, and man, all the white supremacists flipped out because they're obsessed with Jews. And they went, Jones says China runs Hollywood. How ridiculous. Blah, blah, blah. I'm talking about who came in and bought control of it. I'm not saying there aren't a bunch of people who are Jewish and Italian and whatever in Hollywood that are directors and producers, but the communist Chinese own Hollywood now. That's been all over the news. And so I'm watching China take over, and I mean the Communist Party of China, and I'm watching them take control of the whole world. And then, oh my gosh, U.S. companies get hit with billions and 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 billions of dollars. And it's all to set the precedent with Americans that, oh, at least they're going after the big tech guys that are bad who deserve it, which they kind of do. But then next is going to be all the small sites. You watch. They've already announced it. They're coming after the internet in America using the EU, all draconianly implemented, and China is exempt because the Chinese dictator, he went to Davos 15 months ago, last year. And he said, I will hold the New World Order up. I will hold the euro up. We will defeat Trump. And Juncker shook his hand and said, quote, we're going to have a trade war with America, and we're going to remove Trump, and we're going to defeat America. That was in the foreign news, a hereditary grandson of the most powerful Nazi family in Germany, the Junkers. The damn bombers were called Junkers. The munitions factories, everything. Juncker. He told us, I'm going to defeat you. And Hollywood, and the communist Chinese, and the Islamists, and the EU, and the Chi-Coms are all against us, and the average leftist doesn't even know it, doesn't even care, and thinks I'm the enemy, when all we're trying to do with Trump is save something, you idiots! We've been completely overrun! We have been completely sold out, you fools! Oh. You got SOB Nazis telling us that they're going to defeat us. Well, just like you were arrogant before, you're going to get your ass handed to you, Juncker, and your Chinese communist dictator, and that Nazi collaborator Soros. You are all going to pay. You're going to get beat. America will defeat you. Russia will defeat you. You're going to get your asses kicked politically. We know what's going on now. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am. Kneel before sir.
Kneel before sir.
You are not the president. No one who leads so many could possibly kneel so quickly.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Have you noticed that there's all this yelling and screaming and squawking, and there's black leaders I've seen on CNN, MSNBC saying the founding fathers gave us the right to free speech, which they didn't. They just pointed out a right that already existed. And the NFL players, they have a right to kneel. How dare the NFL say they've got to stay in the locker room? They've got to stay in the field house. They've got to stay in the dugout. They've got to stay in their barracks. And they can come out later if they don't want to stand for the national anthem. Well, number one, they sign a contract that says that. And the contract says they're entertainers. And the ticket says it's entertainment. It's actually a blood sport, but that's entertainment too. They're modern gladiators. some of the NFL acting like they don't know that it causes brain damage. The average NFLer dies at age 54. Yeah, I'd say that's gladiators. But the NFL gets all political, loses about 45% of their viewers in the last 3 years. So now they're in panic mode. Just like Hollywood lost 30, 40% of its revenue. It's the same thing across the board. People are sick of it. They're sick of the virtue signaling. They're sick of the political messaging, the anti-American, anti-family garbage. I don't care what Netflix show it is I try to watch. Or Deadpool 2, you name it. It is just hammering you with anti-family, anti-American garbage. And so they've been dropping 15, 20 points, depending on which poll you look at, the last 3 years running. Some numbers have them down 57%, 60%, but it's about 45%. That is devastating to them. Okay? So the Hollywood crew and the propagandists, they kind of tell everybody which direction to go. And then the NFL gets on board. And Jerry Jones was the first, once he tried that kneeling thing and it blew up in his face, to say, we got to stop this. But just think of the hypocrisy. Yes, they can go kneel outside of the stadium. They can go kneel on TV interviews. They can go call a press conference and kneel all day. But if part of, say, working at InfoWars as the company is that you've got to stand during the company song, that's part of working there. We don't have a company song. We don't do that. But there are some companies that actually have that. There are some companies that say you got to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance every morning, or you've got to stand for the Marine Corps battle hymn. Whatever it is, you work at that company, as long as it's not bizarre, illegal, whatever, you have to follow what the company's doing. So the poor babies are paid, what, on average, about $8 million a year. They want to grandstand with that moron Kaepernick, who sued the NFL because they cut him later because he sucked. He became so political, he wasn't doing well, he was throwing all these interceptions, and then he got cut. First he got benched, then he got cut, and then he sued. I've only made $80 million, or what, there's $89 million he's been paid already? I only got $89 million. Oh, racist white people are hurting me. So there you go. And the reason I'm digressing off into this is it's total and complete hypocrisy. When you've got Google and Twitter and Facebook and YouTube engaged in massive, complete, total censorship of conservatives, libertarians, veterans groups, Christians, pro-gun groups, you name it. Anybody right of Hillary Clinton. They testify before Congress they're doing it. Then Zuckerberg goes before the EU Parliament and denies he's doing it. It's incredible. When he was caught on a hot mic a few years ago telling Merkel he would censor everybody that criticized open borders and the Islamic invasion. And he did that. He called the police on them. They hired former Stasi people at Facebook 4 years ago to call the police on people that criticized Islam. So isn't that the chickens coming home to roost? And the left aren't even the left. They're a bunch of authoritarian corporatists. Like the Nazis had their ideology. They have their trendy ideology. And they don't even understand the larger game they're playing. And then now the EU just came in. After Zuckerberg and Google and everybody went along with their censorship and helped them, they're now allied with communist China and their dictator. And China isn't being hit with any GDPR, because China won't put up with it. China won't pay it. China doesn't have 20 million lawyers. They're a dictatorship. No, it's only going to be the EU coming after U.S. companies, hiding behind the fact that they're doing it for people's privacy, when that's complete balderdash. They spy on their entire population, EU-wide, probably worse than the United States. And they're allied with the Chinese communist dictator. And we are in a two-way trade war with China and the EU. They are teamed up against us. Even CNBC says that. So I'm going to say it again very slowly to the listeners that are establishment or that are new. You can be delusional if you want and think I'm wrong about any of this. But the Kruk search engines, two people back there in live time, everything I say, and they're just pulling it up in live time. I told you last segment the EU and China are in a trade war with us to destroy us. And that it's criminal because it's under the even WTO rules, you can't do that. You can't exempt China and others and then only attack us. That's what Trump's upset about. And the left is cheerleading against America. And it's disgusting. And it's dangerous. And it's bad. And then meanwhile, we've got NFL players making $8 million a year on average, griping and complaining that their speech has been taken when their speech has not been taken. I can use cuss words all day at night if I want to at home. But if I work at a company and they have a policy against profanity and I go around the office cussing like a sailor, they can fire me. Is that violating my free speech? No, it's not. All over the country, valedictorians, salutatorians are being told, they're being given lists. It's in the news. You cannot talk about Christ. You cannot talk about God. You cannot talk about Christianity. Oh, they can have Satanism clubs at all the schools now. Many of them have those. You can have whatever you want. But you don't have the right to say Jesus in a commencement, even though it's your speech and totally protected. That's the left, allied worldwide, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, the radical Islamicists, the EU. It's all allied against everyone's free speech and individual free market capitalism because they're global corporate combines coming in using authoritarianism to centralize control. This is the great 21st century war. It's here. And if people could just understand it, we'll win it. And Trump understands it. So all of you leftists, Trump is doing policies that any mainline analyst admits really will help the average person. He's fighting as hard as he can for you and this country. And a lot of leftists think it's dumb to be a nationalist. They go, oh, that's all backwards and whatever. Well, what is the global government? It's the EU and communist China and a bunch of megabanks allied with a 1.8, I keep saying 1.3, that's old numbers. 1.8 billion Muslims. That was 1.3 5 years ago. It's 1.8 now. Game over, man. Game over. It's insane. By the way, I'm going to come back from break and hit most important news yet. We got a bunch of guests coming up. I want to put the phones up as well. We have store-wide free shipping. We always have shipping that's free over $50, but it's store-wide free shipping running for Memorial Day specials, some of the biggest specials of the year, and your purchase makes it all possible. BrainForce is 50% off. BrainForce, our top-selling amazing nootropic, is 50% off. That's $19.95 right now. Leading competitors are like $60.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
We've got live footage of the U.S. Naval Academy commencement, and it's been going for like an hour with President Trump shaking hands, but it just ended with Trump hugging, the last sailor that came through. I know we're recording the satellite feeds. It says record on there. Maybe we can back that up, because it's just that image of like an hour of Trump shaking hands. It's amazing. And a part of us being a real TV network that we're launching is we've got all these dozens of satellite feeds and satellite dishes and uplinks and everything. It's crazy watching all these raw feeds of volcanoes and missile tests and Trump speeches you never see on the news. It's amazing. But that image of him, I mean, when did you see Obama shaking everybody's hand at a commencement? I don't think he did that. Or hugging people. The people went to hug the president. Because we went to that like a second too late for you to see him hugging the last person coming to the line. Just that personal touch. The way Trump one time called my wife just to tell her how great I was. And that's just a classy thing to do. And you know, my wife treats me really good, but ever since that little 5-minute conversation or whatever, she's treated me even that much better. It's that magic. And it's not the celebrity of it. It's the fact that he really does that. Hundreds of calls. Every time a cop gets killed, he calls the family and then a lot of times sends a sizable donation. And of course, no one ever even knows about that because Trump demands that they not be told about it. But that's what Trump does. You talk about Mr. Classy. He's it. His wife, Mrs. Classy. And so here we've backed this up. We see he hugs the last person. He might know him. But it's just those little things like that. And this country has been taken over by the globalists, by the communist Chinese. It was being demoralized. It was being deindustrialized by design. Lloyd Blankfein, just a year ago, was saying, you'll never reboot America. You're going to fail, Trump. Well, notice he's out at Goldman Sachs. Trump is really using the power of the executive to break heads. And that's why the media, owned by the globalists, is so mad. Because Trump isn't even trying to destroy the globalists. He's just saying, you're not going to break America's back. You are not going to sit there and totally shut this country down. He just says, this is pragmatically stupid. I love America. Well, it has to fall for the global system. He's like, no, it's not going to fall. So all of you rooting against Trump and against me and against the Republic and against free market, look at Venezuela. Look at North Korea. Look at communism. It doesn't work. Look at the big corporations being tax exempt. And Bloomberg, who's famous for avoiding almost all of his taxes, along with Bill Gates and Ted Turner and all these people, when you avoid hundreds of billions in taxes and only pay 0.3% like Google, you're a philanthropist. You're a philanthropic organization. Think about that. And you wonder why they're all in charge and just get bigger and bigger, and why we went from 1% having 40% of the wealth to like 1% having 70% of the wealth. And it's because that 1/10 of 1/10 of 1% really has almost all the wealth. The 1% is a lie. All the kingpin liberals pay almost nothing. And then Bloomberg says poor people should pay more tax. But he's not the Mitt Romney argument of if poor people paid more taxes, they wouldn't want higher taxes. No. He wants you dependent, but says the tax money makes your life better. He said, have higher taxes or die, was the quote. But he knows full well that the top 1% pays most of the taxes. But see, that's not the top 0.00000024. It's the 99%+ of the 1% that pays most of the taxes. But if you're making $250,000 a year, you're in the 1%, see? But if you're making $12 billion a day like Jeff Bezos, oh, then you're tax exempt. See the big trick? And so they've got the general public thinking somebody making $500,000 a year paying 40% federal tax, only keeping a couple hundred thousand dollars of the money, is the rich people that have to be gotten. The ultra-rich are really smart. They know how to manipulate the poor people against the middle class, which is their way out of it. All right. Coming up, we're going to get more into Weinstein and the Purple Walk. We're going to get into the attack on the First Amendment. The big news that this GDPR that the EU passed a few years ago that went into effect yesterday, thousands of major websites, including the LA Times, you name it, are not even online in Europe. They're blocking people because it doesn't comply with the rules. And this is economic warfare. And whereas I am for privacy, this has nothing to do with privacy. This is all about EU control of the internet. And they're working with communist China. And again, I'm going to tell you, China is not involved in it. The EU is claiming if your companies stream over the internet into our countries or are visible here, we claim jurisdiction over you. And we are going to sue you in the U.S. and fine you in Europe. And our regulators are saying they're going to roll over and go with that because they're liberals. They're globalists. They're Obama people that were put in and Hillary people. So we're going under EU internet control to shut us down, and China is exempt. I'm not defending Google and Facebook. The point is this is all part of the attempted takedown of America. And these globalists all bet on the wrong team. And now we are facing, as Americans, the communist Chinese, the socialist EU, unelected, 1.8 million Muslims, Hollywood, and all the brainwashed leftists and people in this country. By the way, we have a special surprise guest in studio today that, believe me, you don't want to miss. We're very excited about this, and believe me, this individual was one of the biggest news stories this week. I think I'll tell you at the start of the next hour, who will then be in studio coming up in 30 minutes. We're very excited about this. Just going to leave it at that. In fact, is he here yet? He's here. Wow. We really, really thank him for flying down here from, New York. He's the fellow who got evicted by his parents in court this week. He's going to be with us in studio today. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. So we're looking forward to having this discussion after Mark Rondazzo, one of the top free speech lawyers in the country, joins us, 30-year-old man evicted by parents, says, "I'm not a crazy person." Well, I think he's an interesting fellow. We're gonna talk to him, and you're going to hear from him unfiltered live. So good job, the producers, getting him here, and I thank him for coming. Now, before I go any further, I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I need you to get the great products, and I need you to see how great they are, and then come back and sign up for AutoShip on things like our Wake of America coffee, things like Brain Force, things like DNA Force, things like BioTrue Selenium, things like Supernova Vitality, the real Red Pill Plus, now with energy. We have original Red Pill Plus and a Red Pill Plus with the energy. Memorial Day, free shipping. Whether you're buying a 1995 bottle of Brain Force at 50% off, or whether you're getting the real Red Pill Plus or the real Red Pill, it's all 50% off and free shipping. We have not done a deal this good since Christmas 5 months ago, almost 6 months ago. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. We also have some great books, The Killing of Uncle Sam, great to read it, great to donate to the library. It's an excellent book exposing globalism. We've got Stone's Rules, amazing new book from Roger Stone. That's available at InfoWarsStore.com. But we've got free shipping. And we've got Brain Force Plus, 50% off. You just cannot beat that. Leading competitors that have similar formulas are $60 retail. We're normally $39.95 retail, and it's a great deal. And got thousands of five stars. Well, now, Brain Force Plus is 50% off, $19.95. You cannot, from our research, get a better deal. Try it for yourself, but it's designed to be natural and a healthy way to have energy, focus, clarity. But I have to tell you, different strokes for different folks. We have Alpha Power that's for body and brain that blows people away. Alpha Power is 50% off right now. And different formulas people like Anthroplex. Some people like it better than, Alpha Power. It's apples and oranges for your body. I will tell you, though, we're coming out with something in a couple months that we're going to put a warning on the label, even though it's all generally seen as safe and everything. It is double the serving size of anything anyone's ever come up with. And it is, it's Turbo Force. We'll be back. Stay with us.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.